So as I was saying, the Shabbat Chachas Shalakam Vem Yehudim Masechet Megillah Daf Dalet. Zokting where Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi said the cities of Lud, Oinoi, and Gech, Harashim are surrounded by walls from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. In fact, where Pasuk says that El Poel built those cities which were after Yeshua. Zokting where, well, another Pasuk says that Asa built them. So we have to say, which is also later on. We have to say that what happened was they were built in the days of Yeshua, and they were later destroyed. El Poel then rebuilt them, and they were again destroyed. And then Asa came along and rebuilt them. Shimon Levi said, women are obligated to read the Megillah as well, because they were saved through this miracle as well. Shimon Levi said, when Purim falls on Shabbos, we darshan about Purim on that day. In fact, it's obvious, because the Bryce says we should darshan about every Yontif on the Yontif. Whereas we would think that Purim is different in this regard, because it's a concern of Rabbah, that we don't allow the reading of Megillah on Shabbos, that a concern of someone may carry the Megillah to an expert to learn. So the same thing over here, someone may do so. Exera for reading. So Kamash Malan, that we still darshan about the halakhas of Purim. Shimon Levi said one is obligated to read the Megillah at night, v'lishnoisa, and which we know means to repeat it by day. The Talmidim thought that it meant to learn l'shnoisa, means to you learn the Mishnais regarding Purim by day. Rabbi Meir told him it means that the Megillah has to be repeated by day. Mishnah said, Elisha Kfar Makdim Liyam HaKnisar. Rechanina said, the Chum were lenient and allowed the villagers to read the Megillah early so that they are available on the 14th to provide food for the people of the city. In fact, how can we say this was instituted for the sake of the people of the cities? Our Mishnah said that when the 14th falls on a Monday, the villagers read the Megillah on that day. Now, according to Rechanina's reason, they should read on the previous Thursday, because again, just to make themselves free for the large cities. Mora says, the previous Thursday would have been the 10th of Adar, and we're not allowed to read the Megillah that early in the month. In fact, the Mishnah says that when the 14th is on Thursday, the villagers read on that day also. According to Rechanina, that's for the benefit of the cities, they should read on the previous Monday, which is only the 11th, so that they're available to provide food for the cities. Mora says, the Chum did not allow shifting from one market day to another. That's why it must be read on the Thursday, even by the villagers. Frek, the Gemara Rebbe says in the next mission that only villagers who have the Monday-Thursday market days may read on the early days. According to Rebbe Chanina, the leniency was for the cities, not for the villagers. If so, why can't they read early even if they don't have those market days? What I said Rebbe Chanina meant was that the Chamim were lenient with the villagers for their own sake to save them a trip into the city, since that they're the ones who provide food for all the cities. The Mishnah said, Ketel Chaliyas B'Shein B'Shabbos of Chul. Why is it that the Mishnah begins chronologically based on the days of the month and then switches to the days of the week? Every Gemara of the Mishnah would give the examples where they read on the 11th, and then when they read on the 12th, it said it would result in having to go backwards with the days of the week, because the 14th falling on Sunday, then the 14th falling on Shabbos, and the 14th falling on Friday, which would be very confusing. Mishnah said, Chaliyas Be'er of Shabbos v'chul. Our Mishnah says that when the 14th falls on Friday, the cities and the walled cities both read on that day on Friday. That can either follow the view of Rebbe or Rabbi Yossi. Their views can be seen as follows. So the Braisa that says when the 14th is on Friday, the villages and the cities read on Thursday and the walled cities read on Friday. Rebbe argues and says that the cities read on Friday as well. The cities and the cities with a wall both read on Friday, not Thursday. So Zemaris explains, the Tanakhama Dashim Zapasaka Bechal Shana Vishana teach it just like every year the cities read before the world cities, this year can't be any different. Although we can dash in the Pasuk that just as every year the cities read on the 14th, they should this year also, but we won't dash in this way because we have no choice based on the last drasha. Rebbe dashes the Pasuk to mean that just like every other year, we will not move the cities from reading on the 14th. We should dash in the Pasuk to mean that the cities have to precede the world cities like they do every year. Rebbe says we're not going to dash like that because we have no choice based on the last drasha that they always have to read on the 14th. So that's where we see what Rebbe held. Another Braisa says that when the 14th falls on Friday, the villages and the walled cities read on the Thursday, and the cities, the large cities, read on Friday. Rebbe Yossi says the walled cities read on Friday as well, not on Thursday. Here we see Rebbe Yossi's sheet. The Gemara explains this price as well. Tanakhama Medashim's Pasuk B'chol Shana V'Shana Tisha, just like every year the cities read on the 14th and never on the same day as the walled cities, this year can be no different. Although we can dash on the Pasuk that just as every year the cities read before the walled cities, this year also they should do so, we're not going to dash in this way because we have no choice based on the last drasha. However, Rebbe Yossi dashes the Pasuk to mean that just like every other year the walled cities don't read before the cities, the same must be this year as well. We should dash the Pasuk that the walled cities can't read the Megillah on the same day as the unwalled cities. We're not going to dash in this way because we have no choice based on the last drasha. Frek, the Gemara, we find that Rebbe does say that the cities are pushed back to the market day, because the Braisa says that if the 14th falls on a Shabbos, the villages read on a Thursday and the cities read on Friday and the walled cities read on Thursday. Sorry, the walled cities read on Sunday. Rebbe says since the cities are not reading on the 14th, because we're pushing them back to Friday, we're going to push them back to Thursday as well. So you see that he says that they are pushed back. Mora says he only says that when they absolutely can't read on the 14th, they're being pushed away anyway, so we push them all the way back to Thursday. However, when the 14th is Friday, he will not say that they should be moved from that day. It seems that everyone agrees that Megillah can't be read on Shabbos. Why is that? Rabbi said we're concerned that if one had, if there would be a chiyuv to read the Megillah on Shabbos, one would carry the Megillah in the Rosh Hashanah to bring it to someone to teach him how to read. Rabbi Yosef said the reason is the definite reason. He said the reason is that the poor people usually get tzedakah when the Megillah is read. If it's read on Shabbos, they would not get the tzedakah. Abraham says this concept as well because it says that when the villagers read the Megillah early, they must give money to the poor people on that day, since the poor people expect tzedakah when the Megillah is read. Rav said when the Megillah is read in its proper time, it may even be read by a lone individual. You don't need a minyan. When it's not its proper time, meaning the villagers reading it early, it has to be read with a minyan of 10 people. Rav Asi said it always has to be read with a minyan. Rav actually conducted himself like the view of Rav Asi. In fact, we find that Rav said when the 14th falls on Shabbos, its proper time is on Friday, is what he said. Presumably, this means to say that just on the 14th, it may be read without a minyan. So too, when it's read on Friday, although it's only the 13th, it doesn't need a minyan. That's what he means. Zakumar, with regard to minyan, Rav would hold that a minyan is required. What he means when he says that, that its proper time is Friday is to argue with Revi, who holds that the cities will be pushed back to Thursday, not Friday. Rav is saying, no, its proper time is Friday, gets pushed back to Friday, not Thursday.